October 16th, I open the Bible. Chapter 23 of Ecclesiasticus, verses 1 to 4, presents itself. It is a prayer I like. It is so easy for the mind to grow haughty, and the heart to swell with pride. No. Death rather than this. For this would mean to lose you, Lord, and I don't want to lose you. Use whips and scourges, but keep your violin on the ground. At 12 I say to Jesus, Yes, Lord, lead me by the hand which was my thought for the day. I want what you want. I was reading a sentence dictated to Sister Benigna by Jesus, nothing else. But I am afraid of the world. Jesus replies to me, He, who knows what kind of fear I am talking about. If they should impose silence on you in not recognizing that by my name, and will you do what you are doing, answer as Peter and John replied to the Sanhedrin after the healing of the lame man. Judge for yourselves, whether it is right before God, to obey you rather than God. We cannot fail to speak about what we have seen and heard. Besides, you could not keep me from coming to you, and forcing you to see and hear. And it would be foolishness in you to listen to the world, that wants to impose silence on God, rather than God, who wants to give light to the world. If I will, who can go against me?